£17.27 plus £14.
Hi.
Yes, Rob.
Brought you a coffee.
Oh, thanks. Put it down on the desk, will you?
Sure. I'm doing the accounts.
Yes.
Oh, I'll leave you to it, then.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah?
Sit down for a minute, will you? Close the door.
All right.
Rob.
Yes?
When I got home last night, Matt was still awake, and he told me that you weren't going to help him with his bath or have anything more to do with him. Is that true?
Till this company starts to be run along properly commercial lines again, yes, that's about the size of it.
You haven't got things wrong, then. There was no misunderstanding.
None.
Have you any idea how much Matt cares about you?
How do you mean?
He thinks of you as one of the family. You must be aware of that, surely. Hasn't it occurred to you just how deeply you must have hurt him? Just marching out like that?
Don't think I did it lightly, Lynn.
I don't see why you had to do it at all.
I did it for your sake, mostly.
For me?
And for the sake of this restaurant. I like working here, and I don't want us to go out of business.
There's no chance of that.
Oh, come on. Staring you in the face. I don't need a calculator to tell me that takings are down. I can see it all out there. Dissatisfied customers, the place half empty, and you know it as well as I do.
Things will pick up.
No way. I've seen this sort of thing happen before, and when the slide starts, it takes a lot of stopping.
Rob, forgive me, but your dislike of Andre is obviously colouring your judgment.
You said I disliked him. I just think he's in the wrong job, that's all. He should be back at the freezer plant or in some big hotel. If hitting Matt where it hurts is going to wake him up to reality, well, I'm sorry, but I'd do it all again.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Let him make the first move. He's supposed to be the one who's loaded with business acumen.
He needs your help. He's not going to come to me, is he?
He might.
The way things are humming up there, never. Besides, this was my doing. Matt wanted to expand. I thought losing Andre might stop him. I must have been out of my mind.
Will somebody open this door?
Matt! Just a minute.
Hello, Lynn.
Oh. You're still here, are you? I was just leaving.
Goodbye.
See you, Lynn.
Well, to what do I owe the pleasure of this unexpected visit?
This is the life, eh, Jeremy?
Great. I like this bit of the river. Have you calmed down now?
Huh? Oh. Whoa. Yeah, I guess so.
You were very angry with Matt, weren't you? At the freezer plant?
Sure as hell was.
Seemed funny. Somebody shouting at Matt. It's usually the other way round.
You get along okay with Matt, don't you?
Oh, yes. But he shouts too much. I like Bill.
But you like living with Lynn.
That's terrific. Except it's not very good just now.
I think maybe things will be back to normal before too long.
Why? Because you shouted at Matt.
That, well, it may have something to do with it.
Well, I hope you're right. Are we going all the way tomorrow?
If you like.
Hey, can I take the wheel?
She's all yours, number one.
Matt.
I don't think it's funny.
To have both chefs walk out on you, I think it's hilarious. Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, look around, idiot. Oh,
you're telling me now.
Well, somebody's got to cook those blasted meals for Brad by Monday lunchtime. And there's nobody else I can ask.
You want Andre back?
Please. Bill thought it'd be far the best, too.
Andre will be needed here today and tomorrow.
Well, it's Sunday.
It's his day off.
Yeah, but if you were to ask him nicely...
Well, I'll see what I can do. A little financial inducement might help.
Oh, while you're at it?
Yes.
I see how he feels about coming back to the freezer plant, working up there for good.
Ah, and what about how I feel?
Well, I am asking you nicely.
I could say the present arrangement suits me perfectly.
You could.
I could say that things have never been better.
Yes, you could, but you'd be lying.
Yes, I would. It's been a nightmare, Matt.
You should have told me.
I didn't want to admit it.
Yes, well, some people are just big-headed.
Aren't they just? We are utterly useless working separately. We've got to pull together.
Yes.
And things were so good before. Both halves of the company were really doing well. Everything running smoothly. That's what we've got to get back to.
Oh, not on your Millie.
What?
If you mean what I think you mean, there's no question of going back. I've got no intention whatever of tricking in Brad's big contract. Well, expansion's still the name of the game. So, how about it, love?
I don't know what to say, Mr. Tyson. Fancy you bringing these all the way over here.
Well, I'd finished them.
Yes, but I'd have gladly come over to Minden Road and collected them in the van. You shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
It's no trouble, Mr. Tyson.
I don't know what to say. And look at them figures. This book's a work of art. I'd no more have been able to do that than fly in the air.
It all balances, too. Magic, isn't it?
Oh, I don't doubt it. You're as good as an accountant, you are. Better.
Well, as long as you're pleased.
Pleased? I only wish there was something I could... Hey, I'll tell you what. How many hours did you put in?
No, Mr. Todd.
But you're entitled to payment.
Absolutely out of the question.
Ah, well, just as you like. You're not offended, though, are you? I wouldn't like you to
think... No, of course not.
And if I get into another muddle, you won't mind if I turn to you again.
I'd be offended if you didn't.
That's all right, then. Hey, sit yourself down.
Thanks. I did have another reason for coming apart from bringing the books.
Oh, aye?
Last time we chatted, I said I might be able to help you out on a more regular sort of basis. Come over a couple of evenings a week.
Yes?
Well, that may not be possible.
Oh.
There are several reasons. First being that Liz has applied for the editorship of the Hampstead Herald.
How should she know?
I doubt very much if she'll get it. Women newspaper editors aren't exactly thick on the ground. What's much more likely to happen is that the appointment goes elsewhere, and she'll feel unable to go on working at the Herald at all. And in that case, I should have to get a full-time job. I don't really want to do that yet, but either way, it'll be a bit difficult.
No, I'll manage. Don't you worry.
I'll still be able to help out in emergencies.
Understood. And I'll keep me fingers crossed for both of you.
That's very kind.
Now then, how's young Jeremy?
Oh, he's well.
Is he still coming over to you for the half term?
Sore point, I'm afraid.
Oh?
His mother's arranged for him to go down to his grandmother's in Maidenhead. In fact, he'll be down there by now.
But don't you think he'll have a good time there?
He'll have a whale of a time.
Well, then.
You're quite right, Mr. Tully. I'm being totally selfish. I don't see enough of him, but the way things are at Minden Road just now, with all the uncertainties and my father, he's probably a darn sight better off down there.
Hey, have a brandy.
Thanks, I think I will.
It was super, Grandma. We went all the way up to Marlow and back.
Did you dare? Oh, your hands are like blocks of ice.
And I steered. Skipper said I did it very well, didn't you, Skipper?
Well, at least you didn't sink anything.
You said I did it very well.
I'm sure you did, Jeremy. Brad's only joking.
Oh, are you sure?
Brad. Now, why don't you go up and get out of those things and I'll ring for tea.
Great.
Sounds just fine.
Bradley, I want you to stay here.
Oh?
Run along, Jeremy, dear. See how quick you can be.
Time me.
We will.
You're calling me Bradley. What have I done?
Lynn's phoned. She sounded very worried.
Yeah?
She said I was to tell you that under no circumstances is her chef prepared to go back and work at the freezer plant.
He's not.
Emphatically not.
Win some, lose some.
Is that all you have to say?
Just about all I can think of at the moment.
You're completely irresponsible. You lose your temper with Matt, you throw everything into disarray, and then when it's all in little pieces around you, you shrug your shoulders and walk away.
That's leadership for you. I think I'll just go up and get...
Bradley!
What now?
I haven't finished.
Huh?
Lynn wants you to ring her.
What about?
Well, she's asking you to release them from the clause in the contract.
Lynn wants me to release them from the clause? She's speaking for Pryor's, the whole shooting match?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound like disarray to me, Joni. That sounds like the first step back to sanity.
But are you going to help?
The clause stands.
Then what are they going to do?